When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour number two. Welcome back. We're the Junkies live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, also 910 The Fan in Richmond. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, all presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We're going to hit the skins here shortly. Just a quick recap of those games last night. Vikings beat the Bears 30-12. Sam Darnold threw for 231 yards, also a touchdown. Did throw a pick, but he threw that touchdown to Justin Jefferson. The Bears are 4-10. The Vikings now 12-2. And, of course, the Vikings are tied with the Lions in the NFC North at 12-2. And they've won seven straight. Then they've lost to the Lions already this year. They still play them again in Week 18. So the division might come down to that. The Lions are just so beat up, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Although last night they did announce that David Montgomery, their running back, is out for the year. I think he's got an MCL tear.
They're starting to get really banged up, right?
They really are. Yeah, so, I mean, they clearly can score points. I mean, they've got 460 points scored this year. But they're giving up a ton of points too, and we'll see what happens in the playoffs, if how much that's going to affect them. They've got, I believe, 16 players, just defensive players, on IR. Mm-hmm. So that's huge, and the Vikings are rolling seven straight.
Jason, did you see the worst bad beat of all time?
Explain.
Speaking of the Lions, okay. Montgomery finished the season with 775. Total rush yards.
Okay.
For his season total.
Who is this?
Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Okay, yeah.
And then someone showed their ticket online yesterday where he bet the over.
775.5, let me guess.
775.5.
Oh, my God. That's a bad beat.
Some awful luck.
That is. One more yard. And real quick, the Falcons, they improved to 7-7. They beat the Raiders last night 15-9. Just bad football. Desmond Ridder, who is the third quarterback for the Raiders, had two picks. Mm-hmm. He should not be starting, but of course he's starting because the first two quarterbacks are hurt. But the Falcons needed that win. The Falcons play the Giants next week, so they have to keep winning if they want to try and keep pace with the Bucks in the NFC South. And they still play Washington head-to-head in a couple weeks. That could be a big game for Atlanta. So keep an eye on some of those NFC divisional races. All right, time to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies for 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
You know, do you know this, by the way, just Curiously, do you know when the shortest day of the year is? The winter solstice? I think it's always
December 21st?
Yeah, it's always either the 21st or the 22nd. I think it's the 21st this year.
Shortest day.
Yeah. My wife was giving me some fake news.
It'll start getting dark at, I don't know, 4:25 that day.
Well, I don't know if it's that early. But it'll be better every day after that.
If it's cloudy, it gets dark.
That's true.
Driving around yesterday at 4:35, I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I'm tired. I need to go to sleep. And it was only 4:30.
Just because it's dark?
It was just because it's dark. It was gray. Yeah. It was gloomy. It was dreary.
No, my wife was giving me fake news that it happened like in early December. I go, what?
No, that makes sense. December 21st.
No, I think it's December 21st. For some reason, that's ingrained in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Starts getting better.
And what's the summer solstice? When's the longest day?
June 21st.
It's always June 21st-ish?
It's always the 21st or the 20th or something.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, coming up on it, 4 days away, and the days will start getting longer, thank God. Yeah. All right, so I just still want to kind of look back at the PFF grades, even though they're highly controversial. I know I had a real problem with Jaden's grade last week, where they had guys like Anthony Richardson ahead of him. They had Will Levis ahead of him last week. This week, Jade, very high grade. He wasn't the highest rated guy. Terry McLaurin and Zach Ertz both had 74.9 grades. Jaden was just 2/10 of a point behind him at 74.7.
That's kind of crazy since Ertz.
Nick Allegretti
had two catches and was banged up and left the game.
Yeah. Well, it's just in those plays, yeah, that's how we graded out.
That was a great catch.
Allegretti was up there. Zacchaeus, Wiley, Crowder. It is interesting that their second lowest rated offensive player was the fill-in for Tyler Biadasz, Michael Dieter.
Dieter.
Ben Sinnott had the lowest grade at a 44, but Michael Dieter, and you know, whatever, he's a backup at this point. He was their second lowest guy. Hopefully Biadasz is healthy this week, and because I do think that greatly impacted. We can ask B-Rob. I'm sure he won't say anything negative about the backups, but you know, it's a different deal when your center's not there. And I can remember last year, even when Hal was struggling, and I think it was Robert, when we had Robert on the show, he's like, people don't understand that when you get a breakdown in the center of your line, you almost have no shot.
Yeah,
you almost have no shot. And of course, Jaden was sacked a bunch. It's kind of interesting that he still rated a 74.7, even though, did he have two fumbles that he recovered? They were kind of controversial. I don't even know if they counted as fumbles, where he's like stretching the ball out. You know, it happened at least once, maybe twice.
I think. I don't know if they were actually considered fumbles.
Yeah, they might have said he was down.
I think they said he was down. Yeah,
but and then he had the 8 sacks, but still good enough to be rated that highly. Defensively, Johnny Newton got a great score. He had a 75.1. Mike Sanders still and Marshawn Lattimore. Just kind of who you would think. Bobby Wagner right behind him. Dude, I think we have to bring Bobby Wagner back.
He's been big. Has he only signed a 1-year deal? I'd have to look at that.
I thought it was like 1 year is $5 million.
All right.
But you know, maybe it's why.
Sounds right.
I think we have to bring him back. He's just the heart and soul. I mean, Joe Witt Jr. calls him the leader of the defense. Joe Witt's giving him. He has carte blanche that he calls his own plays defensively. If they're not coming in fast enough, or he wants to make a change, Bobby Wagner could do that. So it's just kind of interesting.
But I will say
to look at that.
The offensive line certainly has to be, you know, they got to play like a starting unit. You can't have a bunch of backups playing against Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and Nolan Smith and all those guys against the Eagles, because those guys are going to bring it. So hopefully they'll be all healthy for Sunday's game.
So Sunday's game against the Eagles is a big one. I feel like we're kind of free rolling on this. I know Valdez doesn't like it when I say that, but I don't think it's critical that we win the game. Be nice. We're only 3.5-point dogs. I thought we would be bigger dogs, to be honest with you. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff at Northwest Stadium, and yeah, that's here in D.C., although I know it makes you think it'd be like in Seattle or something.
Nope. It's here.
It'll be on Fox. Huge game. Eagles come to town. They got a 10-game winning streak.
Yep.
This, you know, hopefully they get a little healthier. As we mentioned, we get Biadasz back. He's still kind of up in the air. Both Jeremy Chinn and Zach Ertz are in the concussion protocol. Even though you saw Chin literally get knocked out, by most accounts, for whatever it's worth, he was feeling a little bit better after the game, kind of walking around telling people he was okay. Meanwhile, Zach Ertz wasn't in the locker room, and you know they were kind of addressing his situation.
Yeah.
So maybe just from the outside looking in, maybe Chin has a better shot at playing this week.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess at least one of those guys is gonna be out, if not both.
Yeah.
Hey Valdez, I'm just looking at the schedule for this weekend, and of course you got a couple Saturday games, including your boys playing the Steelers. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing, and you're not gonna be happy, I'm guessing that Tom Brady's gonna be on that call.
If is it the 4:25 or
it's the second game on Saturday.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be on that call because I'm just looking at the Sun. Unless he's only on Sunday games, but there's not a big Sunday Fox matchup. They got the Vikings Seahawks, so maybe it's going to be that game.
Is that the game of the week? Is that declared the game of the week?
I haven't seen that yet. I would think the game of the week would be Steelers Ravens.
I assumed Tom was going to be on the call, but I can Google and see if it's.
He's either going to be on that call or he's going to be on the Vikings Seahawks game.
Watch it on mute.
Well,
or could he be on the Eagles Commanders game? But that's a 1 o'clock game. I don't think he does. Does he do 1 o'clock or always 4 o'clock?
I don't know. I thought, didn't he do a 1 o'clock last week? Maybe not. Either way, I tweeted kind of in a fit of anger after the game that no one's going to pick Washington this week against the Eagles. Basically turning out to be true. I'm looking at some various reports. Somebody from a writer from the Arizona Republic, he's got the Eagles 27-20. Somebody from bookies.com, when I'm just looking at picks who they have, he has the Eagles to cover against the Commanders. Sports Betting Dime, you've ever heard of that website?
They've got
the Eagles over the Commanders. ESPN has the Eagles with a 58% chance to beat the Commanders. Just everyone's picking the Eagles. We're literally everybody's underdog this week.
Yeah. They've won 10 straight. They got, an MVP candidate. Hurts is playing great. They got two legit receivers. I mean, their defense is one of the best in the league.
We're coming off a bit of a dud.
Yeah.
So
you can see why.
Yeah, you could see it. My buddy Stoner, he always sends me these different sort of statistics of what's going on. And here's a scenario how Washi can actually clinch this weekend.
Okay.
So if we win, if we beat the Eagles
to get to 10-5.
All right. Atlanta loses. Who does Atlanta have? They have somebody
they got
beat.
The Giants.
Yeah, so that's unlikely. Both of those things are unlikely, I think. But
although Atlanta, they didn't look great.
They didn't look great.
The 2-win team last night.
And then you need either the Rams or the Seahawks to lose.
Okay.
So if Washington wins, Atlanta loses to the Giants. And then the Rams or Seahawks lose.
Rams are playing in New York against the Jets. And the Seahawks, like I just mentioned, are playing at home against the Vikings, but they're probably going to be without Geno Smith. So Sam Howell's probably going to start in that game. I'm guessing.
Of course, over their last three, if you had to guess, Washington controls their own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's in our hands. How do you guess they finished the last three? So you've got the Eagles, the Falcons, and the Cowboys. Well,
I think they're going to lose to the Eagles. The Falcons have been just so bad. A few weeks ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, I would have said the Falcons are going to come here and score a bunch of points. But Cousins has been so bad, even though they've got weapons. I can't pick the Falcons right now the way they're playing. So I'm going to take the Commanders at home against the Falcons to get them to 10-6. And then the Dallas game.
Dallas is playing a lot better.
Yeah, I know, and it'll be on the road.
And they just beat us.
Man, can you imagine if that game means getting into the playoffs?
I don't think it will. I think we'll be in the playoffs already.
Possibly. But we'll see. Look, if they beat the Falcons, they pretty much eliminate the Falcons.
Right.
And then the Bucs will win that division, and the Lions, Vikings, and Packers are already in, so it would come down to one of those teams in the West. You're right. If they get to 10 wins, they got
I think they're pretty much in.
So beat the Falcons in 2 weeks. And then the Cowboy game
probably doesn't even matter.
Probably doesn't mean anything, although we'll see. But beat the Falcons and then you feel really good about it.
It's possible they could go 1-2,
sure,
but still get in.
Sure.
Yes. I'd like to say they'll go 2-1 and beat Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week, I just think we're free rolling.
Would you like them to clinch after the Falcon game and be able to rest guys if you can't move up in the wild card and be able to rest guys for that Cowboy game?
I guess, but we haven't played too well after layoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I would play. Maybe I'd play guys for a half.
Right.
You know,
yeah, like a preseason game.
Play guys for a half because for whatever reason we ain't playing great. Now, how's that work? Will they have playoffs the very next? They'll have playoff the very next week. There won't be any bye week in between or anything.
No.
Yeah.
For the wild card, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I would play guys even if the game didn't particularly matter. I think I would play them for a half and then kind of rest.
Yeah. Week 18 will end on January 7th, and the wild cards start that following weekend.
Right.
So like the 13th or 14th.
The good news is we control our own destiny. The bad news is we're playing a hot Philly team, a good Philly team. You thought there maybe was some turmoil there, but I don't know. I watched that Jalen Hurts presser. Did you watch that where he sat down with the media? He's definitely hostile towards the Philly media.
Yeah, I mean,
he didn't like the reporting about a rift between him and AJ Brown.
Yeah, because AJ Brown came out and apparently in the locker room gave Hurts a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Said, "We're all good, man. We're good."
Yeah,
and I just think that I'm not saying that he was happy about the way he's been played the last couple weeks, but he says, look, Hurts and I are good, we're fine. And then Hurts was targeting him early in that game this past week against the Steelers, and he scored a touchdown. So maybe everything's all good.
Look, I feel,
but like, even with that riff, they still won 10 straight.
Yeah.
A lot of that's because of Barkley, but and the defense.
I feel for these quarterbacks. It's the hardest job in the world. Like it's literally easier to be a brain surgeon than it is to be an elite quarterback. You got all these diva receivers bitching and moaning if they're not getting the ball. I mean, literally, receivers are a pain in the ass.
Yep.
The only one that's not is Terry. Terry's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
What a freaking great guy he is.
Terry gives 120% on every single play.
Every single play, regardless, whether you've targeted him or not.
Well, look, he's happy. I mean, he's finally got a quarterback and throw him the ball and he's scoring touchdowns. So you can see why he's happy about that. But, yeah, I'm not surprised. Look, Philly media is just brutal.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that he was sounding off.
But we're dogs, but that's fine. We don't have to win it. We could just beat Atlanta and be fine, but man, it'd be sweet to end that 10-game winning streak.
Yeah, it's not a must win, but if you win and beat the Eagles, it can catapult you into a good mindset going into the last couple
weeks. For sure.
Like especially against the Falcons.
We can end that whole...
Because that Falcon game is going to be big.
You can end the whole, they just can't beat a winning team bit.
Correct.
Need to end that narrative.
All right, remember coming up in a couple of hours, we got Brian Robinson Jr. joining us. Also, we're going to talk some college football because there are some huge games this weekend, four of them, with Chip Patterson from CBS. Stay with us.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I think we're going to check in with AWOD.
We are?
I mean, it's on the outline. Drabby, you can fill me in
on
this.
What is Adam up to? He's got to change his name, man. I feel bad. I mean, we saddled him with the worst radio name in history.
I think it's too late. He's AWOD.
He's just got to go to Adam.
Are we going to check in with AWOD next segment?
Yep.
But is he got something interesting going on, or is just check in?
We'll have to find out. Yeah.
All right. It must be something.
All right.
We got Brian Robinson coming on at 9 o'clock. Don't forget him. We're going to talk to Chip Patterson at 9:25. And then don't forget, we're doing our whole like kind of shticky get together Thursday night. We're gonna go to the Wiz game. Who did the Wiz play that night? Do we even
Charlotte?
They play Charlotte.
Yeah,
and we're doing the whole Hennessy Loft thing. We're gonna have dinner, hang out, and then we're gonna be broadcasting from the MGM National Harbor from the sports book. And you're welcome to come out if you're so inclined.
Correct.
I don't know how that works with people and work. I know kids are starting to get off now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Friday. It's the Friday before Christmas. I think people can get off there.
Yeah, I think you might be able to get
out
there.
Come down, hang out, have a couple cocktails.
So let me throw out there was this golf hypothetical that came out in like April. Valdez, you could chime in on this if you want. There was this TikTok guy that put a question out there. Could an average weekend hacker, let's just say an average 12 handicap, if they started all 18 holes at Augusta National on the green, could they beat the champion who teed off and played from the back tees? Right? So if you started out on the green and you had an average of 86 feet per putt.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're putting,
because the greens are notoriously fast, right, undulating.
So, let me get this straight. You're starting out, you're putting your ball on the green.
Your first shot starts on the green.
Right, and you're there in regulation.
No, you're there in zero shots.
Yeah.
Oh, zero shots.
You're there in zero shots.
This is a huge question.
So hold on. So you would have to, let's just say the champion would shoot like a 67.
Let's say
or 65 or 67.
Over 72 holes.
Right. Okay. Oh, over 72 holes.
So there's somebody that figured it out. There's a golf stat guy. Golf Digest has a story. This was like a hypothetical that was kind of hot on social media in April.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a golf stat guy who claims he figured it out.
Okay.
So that would be like if... So I'm currently a 10. So if I started out on the green, essentially, and for me, it'd probably be even worse because I'm such a mediocre putter. He figured out that if you started your first hole on the green at Augusta, you would shoot 36 under par. And then, so you would probably win by like 12 or 14 shots or something, because the winning score might be, even if they went really deep, might be like 20 under par. So you actually could do it. You actually, so you could, you know, essentially 3.5 putt or whatever it is.
Here's my hole. Stipulation.
Yeah.
I would feel very confident that I would do it, but I need a caddy.
To help you read the greens?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need a caddy and a green book.
Yeah.
That'd be my only stipulation. But if you just threw me out there blind, I would be very hesitant.
It's a fascinating thought, because the greens are so fast, they're so difficult, and you could be 20 strokes worse than them on the greens, but you would still be good enough.
Yeah, like Joe LaCava out there just saying hit the ball here.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I would be all right.
Yeah,
yeah. What if you had Drab? Be in trouble.
Yeah, big time trouble.
Yeah, huge trouble.
Right.
That's interesting. Schefter finished the last year at 11 under. I mean, I got to think a 12 handicap is going to beat that score.
Because you're starting on the green at one. Like, that's your first shot.
Right.
Right. So you basically have to, you know, if you three putt every green, essentially, you'd be a bunch under par.
Correct.
All right, let's go to.
That is interesting.
Let's go to Mark. Mark, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
You guys are funny. I'm driving in the car and listening to this. I mean, you just did the math, whoever that was.
Yeah.
You know, your three jacket, 18 holes is a 54. Your four jacket, you're at 72. I mean, I'll take that bet.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, I agree.
No, you're probably right.
I agree. But that some guy had to figure it out. I don't know how he statistically did it, but on average, I guess. You could finish as well as 36 on.
Now, if you're putting a 12 handicap on the green in regulation, so he's putting for birdie every time.
Oh no, he's gonna lose.
He's gonna lose.
He's gonna lose.
Yes,
for sure.
But if he's,
what do you mean? Oh, he's hitting two.
Yeah, like if you're on a par four and you're hitting your third shot.
Yeah, you're on the green in regulation.
If we gave you every green in regulation, you're still gonna lose that, because you're not as good a putter.
I can tell you what's a harder course to go on the greens in Augusta is you put them on Pinehurst too. Those greens are a lot harder than Augusta.
I could never get on those greens the way they're crowned. Do you know what I mean?
You're
putting off of it. You'd be in the middle of the green. You could putt off it depending on where the flag is.
Yeah. I do that at Norbeck. Imagine what I would do at Pinehurst number two. I'd shoot 150. I'm not even sure I could ever finish that. I'd be at some of those holes all day. I'd just be chipping from the back.
I didn't play Pinehurst too. I just drove the course the week of the U.S. Open, because my daughter was interning for the USGA. So I went down there to hang out with her. And that course is unbelievable, but the greens look impossible.
Impossible.
They really do.
Mickelson, I think Mickelson said that you could hit a wedge in. He puts you in the, from a wedge out.
Mm-hmm.
And he bet you that you couldn't break 100.
I wouldn't take the bet. I wouldn't take the bet.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah. I have no interest in ever playing that course. It would be humiliating. I would feel terrible about myself. I would never want to play golf again. I would never finish a hole the way the greens are crowned.
But I will say that people who have played it love the experience. Even though it's very difficult, they love the experience.
That's what they say. I know I would not.
You wouldn't
want
to do it.
I would not love it. By the way, did you see who Bryson signed with?
Mm-mm. Who?
Yeah, Drabby saw. He
now who?
You Reebok. Reebok.
Oh,
he's bringing Reebok back.
Please tell me he's bringing Pump golf shoes back.
He's making Reebok great again. So Reebok's going to sponsor. What's the name of his team? Is it the Crushers. High Flyers?
Crushers.
Crushers.
The Crushers. Yeah, they're going to sponsor the Crushers, so they'll all be wearing Reebok golf gear, and they're coming out with their own shoe. I don't know if it's going to have a pump.
Yeah, if he was smart, he'd put a pump on it.
Yeah, but Reebok's going to be, they're re-entering the golf business, allegedly. Now, I don't remember when they were in it originally, but this.
I don't remember either.
It's been a long time.
You know, there's a massive match tonight on TNT.
Is that the Koepka one?
Yes.
With Bryson and
Bryson
Rory?
And Koepka versus Rory and Scotty.
Right.
Ooh, at Shadow Creek.
What time does that start?
6 o'clock on TNT.
And it's going to be on TNT? Text me because I'll be home. I'll be home. I mean, it gets dark at 4:45. I mean, I'll definitely be home. I'll definitely watch it. I don't know if it'll get a good number, but I'll definitely watch.
Probably not. There hasn't been much promotion for it. You have to be a real sicko to know that there's a match tonight.
Did you see all? Have you seen all of the people now trying to steal Bryson's gimmick of hitting golf balls over their house for hole in ones? They have kids doing it. They have other guys doing it. It's almost embarrassing. People can't come up with their own shtick. But Bryson was such a genius. This can't be right. Was he getting as many as 6 million views a day?
Maybe.
He might have been. That thing was fire, what he was doing, his hole-in-one challenge. Anyway. I know people are like, why are they talking about golf in December? Sorry.
No, I love it. My golf pool starts in 3 weeks.
Are you still doing a golf pool, Valdez?
Yeah, dude. I'm in the huge Pat Mayo one.
What's the Pat Mayo one?
He's a golf, not handicapper, but he does DFS stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think like the pot last year was $4 million.
Right.
And I split it with a listener, and me and him we ended up winning like $800 in the pool where you pick a one and done winner.
Right. Right. You can't use them twice.
Mm-hmm. There's thousands of entrants in it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's what I'm into. I'm not in Mayo's, but I'm in a much smaller one.
Right.
With about 75 guys. But you know what? It keeps you interested. Bickle would actually like it. Just root for one guy per week.
It's pain in the ass. I wouldn't want to be thinking about it. Like picking the guys every week. It's just pain in the ass.
I know, but when you're watching it on the weekend, it gives you something to root for.
Yeah, I get it. All right, when we come back, we're going to get a little update from Adam Epstein.
Yes, sir.
Also known as AWOD. I feel so bad that we've saddled him with this name, and now he's got like a real radio career.
Well, you can tell him that.
But it is what it is.
Hey, bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. We have a little prize giveaway here shortly, and I'll let you know how to get in on that action here very shortly. But I know someone wanted to bring up something about the holiday show on Friday.
Yeah. Well, first off, our buddy Kevin Davis, Chief Kevin Davis, is going to come out early in the show.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to bring along a fellow Fairfax County PD for the breathalyzers.
Okay.
You want to make sure you guys are participating and imbibing and having a good time. So we will have breathalyzers on site, though. I know Sean Springs is scheduled to come out. Fred Smoot is scheduled to come out and hang out with us.
Oh, Smoothie Flakes.
Yeah, you never know.
But
they are scheduled.
It's on the docket.
For sure, and we love those guys, and they bring a lot of fun.
Springs is always dicey.
Yeah, that's what makes them fun.
Yeah,
we have a couple reindeer games lined up. We have like a roulette wheel, like a huge spinning roulette wheel for you guys. And
so go ahead.
All right. Our plan is to kind of get the party going.
All right.
Like you guys, like once an hour, you spin the roulette wheel, and if it lands on black, you guys would do a shot. It can be a manly shot. It can be a girly shot.
All right.
If it lands on red, you're in the clear.
Yeah.
But if it lands on green, you get to administer a shot to any of the other guys that you want. So
it's each hour we get a turn at it?
Yeah, each hour you guys get a turn at it.
A personal turn at
it?
Mm. All right. So if it lands on black, we all do a shot?
No, just you.
Oh, just you. All right.
Yeah.
If it lands on red, the others do a shot?
No, you're in the clear.
If
it lands on green, you administer the shot to everyone else.
So we're each spinning it once an hour?
No, just no. Each once.
Yeah, shot.
Yeah, just once.
I was going to say, that's a lot of shots.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm too old for that.
I need to extend.
Are we doing the gift exchange too?
So here's the thing. We're kind of
out on the gifts, right?
We're not out on gifts.
Oh.
But we don't want to make you guys do anything you don't want to do.
Right.
And since we have a live audience, Give the junkies gifts? I'm taking care of you guys, all right?
I love that. What it's would a you game, do for the junkies?
Yeah, a game we came up called, What Would You Do for the Junkies?
Out of thin air. We never heard of this before.
Right. Now, that gets me excited.
All right, I know. But here's the thing.
I love that
when
game.
We're not going to require you to bring something for us. That would be obscene.
Okay.
But
if you want to
bless the junkies and you want to say, hey, it's the holiday season.
Here's a $5 Starbucks card.
If you come with $5, we're ripping it up. I'm sorry. Here's a $25 Chick-fil-A gift card. Here's a $50 sporting goods gift
free
card.
Free car washes.
Whatever you want. Right. Okay? Could be memorabilia.
You know, here's a box of Pro V1s.
Maybe Buddy from Golfdom wants to bless the junk.
All right, but here's the thing. You're only going to bring one gift.
What does that mean?
Don't bring four gift cards. You're going to bring one.
For your favorite junkie?
You're talking to the listeners.
I'm talking to the listeners. Yeah. Not for your favorite junkie. We're going to do a ping pong lottery.
We have
with the junkies' names on it. Whoever's name we pull out
gets the
prize. Jason could win every single gift card that day, and Bish could get, or Eric could get zero.
That'd be nice. All right.
So you're bringing one gift?
Yeah, the listeners bring one gift.
And each time the gift is presented to you guys, and then when we do the random drawing for you, all your names are in the lottery chute.
All right. So Eric likes the ping pong ball. He always is fascinated by that.
All right.
Are your names going to be in it too?
We haven't decided. We'll bring that up with you guys.
That's your call, not ours.
All right.
I like the idea of sponsors bringing gifts too.
Sponsors can bring gifts, yeah.
Let's go through all our favorite sponsors. Wizards can bring gifts. The Caps can bring gifts.
Sure.
Commanders can bring gifts.
Sure.
Spirit of giving.
So come on out. It's going to be a great time on Friday. Come on out. You don't have to bring a gift for the junkies, but if you want to bless us for the holidays.
Yeah, it's just funny.
It'll be more fun to see the guys.
It's going to be funny to see Eric drunkenly beg for the gift and then be disappointed when it lands on JP.
Right.
Or when I just leave all the gifts there.
And by the way, Cakes always claims before the shows that he's not going to drink a lot.
And then he just starts
pounding. Always is the most hammered.
Right.
I nobody really likes to drink at 6 in the morning, but once I start drinking, I do enjoy it.
Six in the morning, that's so early.
Once I get the taste of alcohol, that's
it. But if you're in that atmosphere, it's one thing to be in here, but if you're going to be in the atmosphere where you're already in a bar.
Yeah, it's a little easier.
It's probably easier.
All right, A-Wad's
and we don't have to get up as early either.
He has a pitch.
He does?
I think so.
Is he going to come? Is he going to come to the event?
Oh, you have to talk to him.
Yeah. Adam.
Good morning, boys. What's up?
Dude, first of all,
it's too early to be that energetic.
I feel bad that you're going around calling yourself AWOD. You gotta go back with Adam, don't you think? You gotta go back to your regular name.
First off, I'm in a terrible situation because it's either AWOD or Epstein. There's not a good choice here, all right? So I'm trying to make Epstein great again. Mega, make Epstein great again.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you can call me AWOD. It's the name of my show. It's grown in popularity. We're even doing a commercial now. But I'm fired up to be on with the junks this morning. What's going on, boy? How are you doing?
Are you still seeing that same chick?
I am. I made it through at least a calendar year, it looks like, as long as I don't mess it up over
Christmas. Is she the one for you?
I'm not ready to answer that question yet.
How old are you now?
I get Cy.
How old are you?
Is he 30?
I am. I'm 31.
Oh my gosh. God. You got to start thinking about that, man.
What's the dynamic? Like, do you
don't want to be single at 40.
Do you guys fight a lot, or does she, like, idolize you like Amy idolizes Cakes?
It's a little bit like Amy idolizing Cakes. She gets butt-sized for me. We don't really fight. She's very chill, goes along with whatever I want. It's silly. I mean, I'm loving life. I have no complaints about it. I mean, I'd much rather do this than be single striking out at the bar left and right.
Right. Yep. Is she still attracted to you?
Must be.
Yes.
She is.
Yes. Yes. Even when I come out of the shower, I'm naked, I'm hurting, she still gets sized.
How often does she stay at your apartment? Like out of 7 nights?
Either I stay with her or she stays with me probably 5 out of 7 nights.
Wow. All right.
That's pretty good.
Basically living together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Yeah. Now, are you going to come? Why don't you come to the show?
It's actually so hurting, guys. I'm paying two rents right now, basically, because of the whole situation. And that is nubs. Nobody taught me that you'd have to do that part.
What do you mean you're paying two rents?
What's the second rent?
Well, I'm paying my rent, but then sleeping at her house more often than not.
Yeah, and but you're not paying her rent.
Staying at my place. No, but paying for dinners, paying for everything. I do not make enough money in radio to deal with a girlfriend. I don't know how you guys struck gold so early in your career.
Well, it took a while.
Called talent.
Talent. Yeah.
Does she make more than you do?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Wow. You guys might be the brokest couple in Richmond.
What does she do?
Is she a volunteer?
Yeah, who does she work for?
No, she marketing. Some kind of marketing agency.
Yeah. Right. You don't really know. Yeah. You don't really care.
All right, that's funny.
I really don't care. I tune her out anytime she talks about her job. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, but I called in because I have a statement for the listeners, all right?
All right.
I people have been talking smack and hating on the Junkies, and they're so wrong. You guys are the last of the sillies, the only people in America over 50 still doing good sports radio every single day. I'm so proud of that. And the live show is when you guys come alive because Cakes always dreamed of being a rock star, so he wants to be on stage. EB loves to make a group of people laugh. Give JP a microphone in front of his biggest fans, he'll be on fire.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Lutz likes to drink. It's going to be the best drinking show ever, live at MGM. Everybody should come
Are
out.
Are you going to come? Planning.
I want to come Thursday because I would love to be part of the boys' night. The boys' night out with the crew. Remind everybody of the 2015s when AWOD was on the Junks, making people laugh. I want to be part of the boys' night. And here's why. Because AWOD brings the fun. I bring the fun, I bring the energy, and late night, I know where to get the pizza at. Pizza right. Banging.
Right. All right, hold on. Can we get him in the Hennessy Loft?
We have extra tickets.
We do?
Yeah.
But all right, well, there you go.
Well,
you don't want him to come?
I don't care. I told him.
He has to ask you guys.
Yes. Permission from you guys.
You are the gatekeepers.
It's fine with me.
If he wants to come, he can come. Can you get off? Like, what are you going to do about Friday's show?
I took off Friday. I am invested in the Junkies.
All right, so you're
days off, needed to use them. I'm all in on the Junks.
All right, so you're going to go out with us to the Wizards game on Thursday night.
Yes, I'd love to.
You're invited, as far as I'm concerned.
He's in.
Come.
Hey, you want to come? You want to come to the pregame for some appies and drinks at RPM?
Oh yeah, we should do a bit before the bit. We do a little pregame and everything. Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
Sized.
All right. Well, you're in.
You're in.
I'm surprised that this was really easy. I had a whole thing of material here about JP and Cakes. You want me to leave that off the table?
Well, you could go ahead and you could trash him.
You know,
Joe.
Yeah, Joe. I want to hear these Jones.
Yeah.
Well. Everybody's wondering what the drones are searching for. I found out. They're looking for JP's funny bone.
So stupid.
JP's funny every once in a while. He's funny every once in a while.
So dumb.
I saw some guys breaking JP's ball saying he doesn't have radio instincts. I'm going to stick up for JP. He has radio instincts.
Why were they saying that?
I don't know. Oh. Probably because Drab and Valdez just trash him on their fifth season. I know they trash me.
Stop it. I have nothing to do with that.
Oh, all right.
No, it was No, I know what it was. It was because he had texted back to Drab that he had no idea about the Hennessy Lofts night. Remember said that?
Yeah, that did rick me.
Yeah, but that's not why.
These were just trolling him.
People are trolling him saying he didn't have radio instincts. JP definitely has radio instincts, trust me. What else? He might not have a funny bone.
EB, I got an issue with something about you on the show here, and I love you.
But,
I think you're the best Junkie.
But
you had a problem with Eric Bieniemy, and you kind of ran him out of town before he even got here because he had your name, EB versus EB. That was fine with me. He failed. But now you got a problem with Cliff Kingsbury, and we're 9-5. Can you just drop that and be happy with Cliff Kingsbury?
I think he's okay. I don't think he's perfect.
He's better than anybody we've had in the past 20 years, except for Shanahan.
I thought Jay was pretty good as an
OC. Well, that's also because they have the best quarterback they've had.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we got a top 10 offense, and we're complaining about our offensive coordinator. Who? You want the guy that was calling bingo again? Let's live with Cliff Kingsbury and be happy.
He's okay. He's okay. I don't think he's spectacular. I think he's good when he gets the ball to Terry early.
I think it's a little bit better than that. We're 9-5. This is the best season since 1992.
Right.
When did you guys come on the radio, EB? 1996?
This is the best year since you guys started. Yeah. Hey.
And we're running an offense coordinator out of the building?
All right, who are you picking this week?
I'm picking my boys. At home? At home? Philly is dysfunctional right now. They can't string together back-to-back good games. They've got no chance in hell coming to Northwest Stadium where the Commanders fans are going to be rocking. And here's why. We're going to get off to a first start, a fast start, because that's what Cliff Kingsbury does. We'll go up 14-0, and we'll take away Saquon. It's going to be the B-Rob show. Give me a little bit. Olamide Zaccheaus. Oz and
all right, now, you know what? He may be uninvited. He's saying some of the dumbest things.
Was this your idea to invite him, or did he actually hit you up? Be honest.
No, he hit me up.
Right.
Yeah.
He could come.
Well, he hit me up about Friday because he said he was taking the day off and he wanted to come.
You wanted to come up to MGM? Well,
then I may have let it slip. We had extra tickets.
Yeah, he might as well just do that. That's fine with me. Yeah. He's entertaining. He's somebody to goof on. But he can't bring his girl, though. There's no girls allowed. Boys only.
Boys not out.
Boys not out. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, listen up. Caller number 10 right now is going to win a pair of tickets to Where the Party at 4 featuring Nelly and the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Yves Germain Dupri. That's Wednesday, July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. So we're giving away tickets right now. Caller number 10. When we come back, we'll get into the Commanders-Eagles game. And the question is, and we'll, you know, listeners can chime in, 800-636-1067. If the Commanders can pull off this win, they're not huge underdogs, 3.5, maybe 4, depending on where you're looking. Do you think that they are contenders again? And do you think they're going to beat Philly? Philly's won 10 straight games, and Philly needs to win as well because they're trying to keep pace with the Lions and the Vikings for that number one overall seed and get that bye in the first round of the playoffs. 800-636-1067. When we come back, we'll talk Manders Eagles.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.